Alright.
I'm not sure if I have any questions, I'm just trying to...
Well, it wasn't a question. It was more of a, what was the main thing you gained from what Alex had said so far?
Oh, I see. For me, it's the thing about my desires being a good thing.
Clear on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's something that I just, it's like alien to me.
Yeah.
But so that's what I'm now seeing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's if I were you, sex is so fundamental. It's such a deep need in us. You know, it's such a fucking deep need. It's so consuming. You know, I'm sure you've heard that research of men think about sex on average more than once every 60 seconds. That's all of us.
I haven't heard that before. It's pretty amazing.
Heard that? Uh-uh. Yeah, some sexual thought will go by. Particularly if there's women going by, right? So deeply wired in us. And that's real, man. Right? Us. It's what it is to be a man. That's what it is to be born with a penis. To be a human. To be a human. It's so in us. And to think that there's this entire culture, this entire universe, this whole fucking world, from religion to mommy to society to, you know, that your dick is bad. The dick is bad, right? I mean, like, if you show your penis in elementary school, you are going to be in a lot of trouble, mister. Nobody's allowed to see that penis. A penis is bad and wrong, you know? And we just know that it is. We just know. It's just tacitly obvious in our society that the penis is bad and wrong. And yet, that is in total opposition to everything that God made us. Everything that we have been made to be. By nature, by the universe, by God, by evolution, by whatever. Whatever makes sense to you is that which created you the way you are, which is way bigger than you. The tens of thousands of generations of Homo sapiens, the millions of generations of hominids, the billions of generations of you know, since single-celled organisms, that have all come together in this moment, in only this moment, in this brief sliver of light in a long hallway of darkness of that which existed before he was born and that which will exist forever after he's dead. And this little sliver of light that's you in this grand continuum of something much, much bigger than you that made you who you are, you have been made a sexual being like me, like the other men in this room. It can't possibly be anything but noble, you know? And it is so ridiculously hard to feel it. I can make you know it. I can make you know it. I can logic this. I can reason this. I can give you the epiphany of that your desires are good and say something good about you as a man. I can give you the epiphany, the insight, the aha. But I can't make you feel it. And if it were me... Because this is such a big deal as a human. And anybody that says it isn't is so fucking out of touch with themselves. They're so far from what it is to be authentic, you know, that they're not worth listening to. It's such a big deal that I would do what it took. I would spend the time it took. I would sit in meditation. I would read self-help books. I would see a shrink. I would, you know, get on the phone with other male friends and say, let's talk about this. Let's get into this. I would, if you're dating someone, I would get into it with her, you know, really powerful to get into it with a woman, to say, hey, you know, I feel kind of bad and wrong about my sexuality. I want to feel really fucking good about it. Let's go to work on that together in bed, you know, to do whatever it takes. And by the way, that kind of authenticity is chick crack. Yeah, chicks dig it. Chicks dig it if you don't make them mommy. Let me qualify that. I need your help because I don't feel good about myself as a man. You know what I mean? Like that's the way most men go about it. Like, I really need your help with this. But just be like, look, here's where I am as a man, not feeling good about my sexuality. I don't feel like my desires are something that you would welcome. But I know that's not the case, and I want your help to really just burn this out of me, to burn it out of me. Yeah, woman will respond really powerfully, positively to that, right?
Yeah. Hina, just need to start talking like Alex.
Yeah. Listen, there's a huge fucking opportunity here for you to change your life in ways that are so beautiful that you will look back and think, how the fuck did I ever settle for less? Burn this out of you. It will not be easy. You with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yours. You it's yours. It's true. First of all, it's truth. And aligning on truth is always better than aligning on, you know, what society tells you. Society tells us a lot of bullshit. Some of what society tells us is awesome. I love society, but when society tells me I'll be more of a man if I drive a cooler car, I know that's bullshit. But it's what we do. Look, it's what we do. And it's real hard to get away from that stuff. And we know we shouldn't feel that way. We know we shouldn't feel like we need to wear cool clothing. We know we shouldn't have to do that. And, you know, so society tells us a lot of bullshit. But the biggest, deepest bullshit is the stuff about our sexuality not being powerfully, powerfully positive. Like I said, I can give you the epiphany, but feeling it in your body is going to be your responsibility. It's a lot of work, and it's worth it. Because it'll change the way you feel about yourself. You'll be happier. It's really going to change the way women interact with you. They're just going to... because it's so... By the way, you're not remedial. You're normal. Don't settle for normal. The extraordinary man who's really in line with those sexual desires gets to play in a space with women that they desperately want to play in. They desperately want to play in this space. And you could so easily be this man. It's so available to you. It's not... it's not something you need to fake. It's not something you need to become. It's in you already. It's just a question of excavating the crap off the top of it. It's a crystal clear lens in you. It's been covered over by a bunch of dirt and shit. You just need to polish it. But it's in you. It's the real you. There's nothing fake about it. The fake is all the rest of this stuff. Because you have been designed across millions of years to be a sexual animal. Do we need to clarify this at all? I'll play this all day if I have to. happily.
I'm clear.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a zero now, shit.
And I felt that. I just went negative.
I love how, like, what's so funny is Alex, like, just literally just walked into the room, and he has a lot of the same superpowers that I do, and it's obvious because he's talking to each one of you, and it's specifically in your language. It's like, I just went through this exact same thing where I was like, blah, to everybody, like, individually, and they were like, holy shit, and then you come in not claiming to even know this stuff that I claim to know, and then you're just like same exact shit, you know. Okay. It's just amazing, you know, to see that. We just went through, like, I did basically just talk to Pablo and had the same exact kind of conversation, but about something different, you know.
Approaching.
Yeah, about all, yeah, about that, and right, giving yourself permission and all stuff too, and it's just really interesting how, I mean, just, I don't know, just pay attention. Like, we didn't talk about this ahead of time. I was like, hey, so this guy DL, like, black guy, he's the only black guy in the room, talk to him like this, you know. And we didn't have that. I just invited him over, and he sat down, and just, now he's doing this, you know what I mean?
You're not black?
I'm Japanese.
Basically the same thing. You can see how you make that mistake. you know, but
man,
it's like...
I'm bonding with you.
This car last night, this fight.
Yeah. Even though...
So you got beyond that last issue, I see.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to point that out for
a second.
That's
not an
issue,
by the way.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
That's a principle.
Not anymore.
I'm not sure what
the principle was. Anyway, you know, I just wanted to point that out. And I mean, I'm loving this, so I don't want to stop you, so...
Yeah. By the way, that brings something up. I'm